Tonight, Shir Simin Kuf Mem Vov, Shlola Daber B'Shas HaKriya, not to speak during Kriya HaTorah. Si'if Aleph, Osir Lot Seis Ula Hanich Sefer Torah K'shu Pesuach, it's forbidden to walk out of shul and abandon the Sefer Torah while it's open. Amen Gavra L'Gavra Shapir Domi, but between Aliyahs it is permitted. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph. Also, Lot Seis V'Chul is forbidden to walk out of Shul when the Sefer Torah is open. V'alzei Ne'emar, this the pasuk says in the Novi Yeshaya, V'oizvei Hashem Yichlu. Those who forsake Hashem will be destroyed. V'tagamina, the Targum is, D'shovik O'raisa D'Hashem Yishtetzun. Those who abandon Hashem's Torah will be destroyed. V'afilu Ikasar D'tzayis for the Sefer Torah Zuloso. Even though there's still a minion, there's 10 people who are listening to Kriyas Torah without him. Vigamhu kvar shama kriyas Torah b'ason, even if he heard kriyas Torah already, he heard kriyas Torah with the minion. Afilu hachi osh, is still forbidden to leave. The Berlocha points out that the language, it's also to walk out when the Sefer Torah is opened, implies that even though they didn't start laning yet, once the Sefer Torah is opened, it is forbidden to walk out. He brings in a Sif Beis, the language is once we begin to read, you can't walk out. So here it's a little more chomer, the lashon, that even if it's open, you didn't start to lane yet, you can't walk out anymore. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Beis, al ben gavra legavra, but between aliyahs, for who kishanishra saw beis hakness, and there's 10 left in shul, then sifkan gimel shapir dorm, then it's permitted to leave. V'hainu kishra shama kriyas haTorah, that means it's permitted to leave if you already heard kriyas haTorah. O shaddai to lovo miyad, or he's going to come right back. Then it's only allowed when there's a big important reason why he has to leave at that point in time. Se'if Beis. Once the Balkur begins to lay, also the Saper, it is forbidden to talk. Afilu b'divrei Torah, even divrei Torah. Afilu ben gav l'gav, even between aliyahs. Vafilu im hishlam hu aparash, even if he himself did his shnai mikra echotagum. V'yesh matirim ligrois perish lulmoid b'lachas. Some do allow learning between aliyahs quietly. V'yesh omen, some say shem yesh asur d'tzayisi, that if there are 10 that are paying attention, perish amesivin liba, they're paying attention to leaning the sefer Torah, then it's mutla sap b'divrei Torah. So this yesh omen holds that if there's 10 that are paying attention to kriyas haTorah, then it's not only mutter to learn quietly, it's actually mutter to talk in divrei Torah. V'yesh matirim, and others allow, l'misha Torah sumnasa, that only someone whose Torah is his whole life, that's his profession, he would be able to learn during kriyas haTorah. V'yesh matirim, and some allow, l'misha kodesh and niftach sefer Torah, that before they began to open the sefer Torah to lane, machzer panav, he turns his face away, he's showing that he's not paying attention to leaning, rather he's going to be learning, and he begins his learning, that's okay. And to read the Shnai Mikra and one-time Targum during Kriyas haTorah is permitted. Let's stop here, go through Mishnah Berurah, a series of different opinions. Sifkan Dal, Kivan Shehisla, the first opinion is that as soon as you begin to lane, you cannot talk even divrei Torah. V'amogen Avram, mitzadid lo'am, the Mogen Avram is inclined to say, d'mishor she'niftach ha-sefer Torah, afilo hiskli dayin akur l'kros. As soon as the sefer Torah is opened, like in the previous if, even though he hasn't begun to lane yet, gam kenos, it's already forbidden. V'chemash v'dasagor be'uro, and that seems that way from the Vilna Gaon in his commentary, as soon as the Sefer Torah is opened up to make the brachas, it's forbidden to talk. Sifkan hey afilu b'divrei Torah, even in words of Torah. V'chein lefaresh dvar Torah, or to explain a dvar Torah, or the hayrus of Allah the mashoil, or the paskin a shayla for someone who asks, also it's all forbidden. Ulafrisha me'isura mutter loimer b'derkasar. Now, if you are going to stop someone from doing an avera, you can say briefly what you need to say to stop him. If you can't stop him with just signaling to him with a stern face to stop what he's doing. Sifkan Vav, Afilu ben Gavra leGavra, the first few holds that once you begin to lane, or like the Vilna Gaon says, once you open the Sefer Torah, you can't talk in divrei Torah even megav legava. Because the ben gav legava will continue into the laning, so we don't want to start. Vabach mekel belimud ben gav legava, but the Bach is lenient to learn between aliyas. Ubeliyav mitzade deliyav is leaning dim achirim ein lahakam. With someone else, one should not be lenient. Shem yimoshech, because it may continue. Ubenel lo benatzmo, but if it's on his own to himself, hamekel lilmud oz ein limchus biyod. The one who's lenient to learn, we're not going to stop. We're not going to protest. Ach lahoyros oz harol if yishar in lahachmer, but to give a psak for the moment during that time, being gav lagav, we're not going to be strict. Lo shechiyah kol kach bezeh shem yimoshech, because it's not that common to extend. Sivkat zayin im hishlim v'chulu. Even if he was mashlim the parasha, he still shouldn't talk even in luri megav lagav, according to this first shita. Shnai mikra ve'echatag. Mr. Berg explains him hishlim means shnai mikra echatag. If you look at Pimigodim, he's inclined to say da'afilum kvar shoma kriyas ha'tayra, that even if he already heard kriyas ha'tayra basara with a minion, gam kein osir, it's still going to be osir to talk. V'chimash b'yargo, that's implied from the commentary of the Vilna Gaon. So the first view is very strict. The second view of the Mechaber says there are those who are matir to learn quietly. This means there are 10 people who are paying attention to Kriyas Torah without him. But you can't learn audibly, according to this view. You don't want to disturb the people who are paying attention, so it has to be quietly. That even if there are 10 that are paying attention, the allowance to learn and not pay attention to the leaning is only for someone who's teros umnaso. He never stops his learning. If you're looking at the rabba, he quotes many rishonim. Today we do not have a person who qualifies as being teros umnaso for this. So when the Mechaber says the heter to learn when there are 10 people paying attention is for a Torah, so also a person, that would not apply today.
This is during the actual Kriya.
During the actual Kriya. Then the Shulchan Aruch brings a Yesh Matirin, that if he turns away from the Kriya, he can learn. Sefkan Yud Lemisha Kodim Mechulu. Before they start leading, he turns away. Tam Shitazu, the reason for this opinion, the Sfirlo he holds, Shekevin Shekra Hiskel V'mitzvah Mitchila, he began his mitzvah first. He began his learning before the Kriya started. Vero, also Achi Besek Knesset Shkvar Kava Asma Lil Mod. And people in Shul see that he already set himself to his learning. Einu Mechuyov Lifsuk, he's not required to stop. Avo Hiskel Mitchila, if he didn't start yet, Einu Shum Adam, no one has a heter. Afilu Mish Tarasim Nasu, Ir Tarasim Nasu Yid, Lil Mod B'Shem Moifin Klal, to sit and learn. According to this view, no one has a heter if you didn't start learning it. The whole heter is only if you start your own learning and then you start laning, you don't have to stop your learning for the laning. But if the laning began first, no one would be allowed to do his own learning instead. Sifkan Yud Aleph. The last thing we saw in the Shulchan Aruch was if someone wants to do Shnei Mikra Chatagim during Kriyas HaTorah, Shari, that's allowed. L'kol HaDeo Shniskulel, all the views you mentioned above would agree. Since the Shnayim Mikra Chatagim is similar or exact to what the Baal Kari is reading, even though he's not on the same pasuk as Shir Tzibur, but it's the same things that's being read, that's okay. And even that heter is only if it's done quietly, not to confuse anyone else who is paying attention. The Shulchan Aruch continues. The kol ze eino in the parashas Zachar or parashas Par. Now, these heterim to learn to increase the Torah have nothing to do with parashas Zachar or parashas Par. Sheheim ba'asar midiraisa. There's a din min haTorah to lane with a minion. Shetzarach lechavin l'shom and piyakori. You have to listen, pay attention to the balkari. V'hanachon, and the proper behavior. Shebechol haparashios, every parasha, not just Par and Zachar. Roy Ladakte Limedakteik Bidvar of Lachavin Daito Lusham Mipihakore. It's proper for someone who's careful in his matters, would make sure to pay attention and listen to the Balkare, and not to do anything else during that time. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Beis. So Kol Zeh Eino Inyan. What's the lovely to say? Kol Hakulos Haniskar B'Simin Zeh. All the leniences we mentioned in this simon, Leinu Shmias Hakriya, when it comes to listening to Kriyas Atayra, do not apply to Parshas Zohar and Parshas Par. Sifkan Yud Gimel U'Parshas Par. Ein Be'er Agor Pichadish Arfayim. Look in the Vilna Goyim Pichadish Arfayim. Shekos with all right, the Eino Iker, that Par is really not Iker. U'Parshas Par U'Midrabanan. Parshas Par is Midrabanan. Mikomakum, nonetheless, in the Zem Mistabra, the Gamma, the Tula, Mikilina, close now. But even then, it would make sense to say that these poskim would agree not to be lenient with Parshas Par, despite the fact that's Rabban. Sifkan Yudalva, Nochon, Shabachola, Parshas, Vachulu, the proper thing, all Parshas, you should pay attention. That's something to say. Afilu lahavir hasidu, Shnai Mikvechatagam, even to Marbisedra, Shnai Mikvechatagam, Vishasakriya during laning, ain't a minimum for that's not the best way to conduct yourself. Rather, the best way is to listen and pay attention to every single word. It's proper for someone who's careful in his matters to just listen to the Kriyas Atayra. Pichodesh Kasa, Pichodesh writes, the Me'ikar Hadin who she'osel asuk b'shum davar, Pichodesh holds Me'ikar Hadin is forbidden to be involved in anything. For afilu b'shnai mikvecha tagum, even shnai mikvecha tagum, b'shas sekriya during leining. For afilu ika sura detzayas yizul aso, even if there's a minion listening without it. V'chein hevi ha-magen avram b'shem shloh, shen machmir b'zeh. And the magen avram quotes the shloh, who's also strict like that. El tzarech lishtoik, for the shmoy ha-kriya, one has to be quiet and pay attention to the kriya, mipi ha-shitziva from the balkari. And that's the sheet of the Nagar Maserav as well. So even though the Shulchan Aruch concludes that a medakdek is careful to pay attention and not rely on any leniencies, there are sheetas who held that's not just for medakdek. Prichodosh and the Shloh, they held this is the way you're supposed to act, and that is the Vilna Gaon's opinion as well. But when it comes to Shnai Mikra Chatagam, oh, in Pirish Rashi or Shnai Mikra and Rashi, Ben Gavel Gav Tin Elias, Motor field days, so even this view would be lenient if it's been Gavla Gavla. But Morgan Avram, hey, Vishay Mate Moshe. Morgan Avram quotes a Mate Moshe. The Nachon Likus Balacha Shmila Bemila Im Shech Sibir. It's actually a mile to read along Shech Sibir word for word. The Beloza E. Eshel Chav in the Shema, because if you're not going to follow word for word, it's possible, or it's impossible, he says, to actually pay attention and listen. Vechen Kosu Kamachon Menachon write this as well, that if you find that you get distracted during laning, you could read along with the Balkariv. Se'if Gimel. Asur l'saper kesha hamafter kari b'navi ad she'yashon k'mo b'zevetar. It's forbidden to talk when they say the haftar in the Navi until he's done, just like leading in the Sevetar. Nishtabur sukar design k'shamafter kari ayin l'kamon simen reish peidal sivkim. If you look ahead at simen reish peidal, the tzorch l'cham gam l'brochas hamafter, you should pay attention to the brochas of the mafter too. V'la'anos achareim amen, and answer amen to the brachas. I had some look over there. Se'if dalet, ein tzorich la'amod mu'umud be'eis shekarim b'Torah. It is not necessary to stand when you are listening to Kriyas Atayra. The Rama says, v'yesh machmirin v'ayim, the some are strict and do stand. V'chein osim haram, and so did the maharam. That was the maharam's hanhoga to stand by Kriyas Atayra. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Zayin, ein tzorich la'amod v'chul, one does not have to stand by Kriyas Atayra. Even the people standing around the bima, the din that you stand for sefer Torah is only when the sefer Torah is being carried. But when the sefer Torah is resting in its place, it is not necessary to stand. Look back at Simon Kufim off. The dafka ha-korev ha-oyla tereh that only the balkar and the oyla have to stand. The notes point out we also add the gabe has to stand. So three are standing by the bima. But the rest, if anyone else is up there, they could sit. V'chein afilu kishe echad tovse biyado. And even if a person is holding the sefer Torah, going the eish shekarn haftar, like they're laying the haftar, so the magbia is holding the sefer Torah. Since he's sitting in his place, he would not have to stand for another Sefer Torah. Even if he's within Dalet Amos of it on the Bima. But that you should know. The Be'esh and Nosa, when they do carry the Sefer Torah, it is a requirement to stand before the Sefer Torah. Enough until you can't see it anymore, or until the one who's carrying it brings it to its place. Vafilu smicha leizadova aser, even to lean is forbidden at that time. The smicha ki yeshiva, because leaning is like sitting. Sifkan yudches be'esh rekoirin batayra. You don't have to stare when they lean. B'shas samir is baruchu v'anias baruch Hashem baruch lam ve'ed. But when they say baruchu and respond baruch Hashem ha'mavaruch lam ve'ed, the kuli alma, everyone would agree, tzrichin la'amod, that you have to stand. To hu davish ha'kedusha, it's a davish ha'kedusha like kash ha'kedusha. Sifkan yudches. Ramah says v'yesh ma'achmin v'oimdim. Some are strict and do stand. Kasev ha'pichoz re'agwa. Pichoz nevil negon right. The real halacha, the main halacha, is the first view that you can sit. V'cheinog, when that's the minig. V'abach b'simen kuf m'malaf kosev, the Bach writes, the gam ha'ram oy did the medina shor. Even the Maram would agree that l'halacha you can sit. El the sphere that he held, the roi l'hadiv l'amod, that's a hider, it's proper to do extra hider and stand. Neshet sorcha odim halos b'dayto, because a person should imagine in his head, when he hears the laying from the Balkari, it's as if he's been receiving the Torah at that time from Hasinai. But Hasinai, all Klai Yisrael were standing. Like it says, Moshe is saying, I'm standing between Hashem and you. Someone who is a weak man, the kashlo lamo, then it's hard for him to stand. If he does stand, he will not be able to pay attention properly to the Balkaire, Yeshul Yeshev, so he should takasit. Sifkan Chav, Vechein Asa Maharam. And so the Maharam did, that the Maharam would stand, or Ben Gavra, the Gavra, but between Aliyos, the Kuli Alma, everyone would agree, Sharadeshev, that you are allowed to sit.